DW.
It's a regular week in Ecuador's banana-growing region near the Pacific coast. A fumigation plane flies low overhead, spraying pesticides across the banana plantations. That happens once a week, 45 weeks a year. Bananas are big business in Ecuador. It's the second most important sector in the national budget, after oil. Banana production directly employs about 200,000 people in the country. This is one of more than 5,000 plantations in Ecuador helping to meet the global demand for the sweet tropical fruit. But the pesticides used in banana production here are making the workers, their families, and even people just living in the banana area sick. Seriously sick. I'm visiting the village of San Pedro del Ayí, some 250 kilometres west of the capital Quito, in the banana province of Los Ríos. It's lunchtime and some villagers are resting in hammocks outside their houses while children play in the dusty streets. Almost everyone around here works on the banana plantations, like 45-year-old Gregoria Ramírez. She's a patient woman with a calm attitude, always with an eye on her son Tyson. Gregoria worked on the banana plantation until she was pregnant with her son 6 years ago. But she was never able to go back to work because Tyson was born with several deformities.
I told the doctors that I worked on a farm where the plane was spraying fungicides. Then they said it was because of these chemicals that my son was born like that, with malformations.
Little Tyson has a big smile, but he's quite shy, hiding in his mother's arms. The six-year-old can't walk very well. One of his feet continues to cause him problems. He was born with a hole in his spine and liquid in the brain, a condition called hydrocephalus, and he will need diapers for the rest of his life because of his incontinence. Almost one-third of Ecuadorian bananas are exported to the European Union. At supermarkets in Germany, for example, consumers can buy a kilo of Ecuadorian bananas for about €1.50. But plantation workers in Ecuador are paying a high toll because of the toxic cocktail of pesticides they're exposed to. According to a new study published by the Ecuadorian environmental organization Acción Ecológica, there are 26 pesticides commonly used on Ecuador's banana plantations. They also appear on the list of the most dangerous pesticides compiled by the Pesticides Action Network, or PAN. Of the 26, 7 are prohibited in the EU. And it's not only exposure to these chemicals from working on the plantations, which is a problem for Gregoria and her neighbours in the village San Pedro del Ayí.
Everywhere around us are banana plantations. In this direction, there's a banana plantation, and on that side, another banana plantation. Everywhere, we are surrounded by plantations.
Gregoria's community is suffering because of the frequent fumigation flights, and many children here are born with malformations. But it's not just children who are suffering from health problems caused by the pesticides. According to the World Health Organization, several of the pesticides used on the plantations here are carcinogenic. In Ecuador's banana provinces, the risk of getting cancer is 5.5 times higher than the national rate, according to studies. Researchers also found that banana workers have a 25% higher mortality rate than the rest of the population. A short drive from San Pedro del Ayí, I visit a school for children born with disabilities. Beatriz Garcia has been the school's director for several decades.
Wherever there's a concentration of banana workers, the level of children born with disabilities increases.
Beatriz, like many of the locals we spoke to, believes there's a link between birth defects and the extended use of pesticides in the region. According to official data, almost twice as many children in the banana-producing southwestern province of El Oro are born with birth defects compared to the rest of the country. Adolfo Maldonado, a doctor who has worked on several investigations into the health impacts of the pesticides, says the figures speak for themselves.
The congenital malformations were markedly increased among the population in areas receiving the aerial fumigation. Apart from malformations, the prevalence of cancer, particularly leukemia, was also much higher.
Maldonado was also involved in an investigation carried out for the National Ombudsman's Office in 2007. That probe showed that the mortality of fumigation pilots is 40% higher than the rest of the population. We put these figures to Eduardo Ledesma, the president of the Ecuadorian Association of Banana Exporters. He firmly rejected the findings.
I do not recognize that kind of problem, because that could have been caused by other circumstances and not necessarily the banana plantations.
Ledesma claims there is no connection between pesticides and health problems in the area and says that no dangerous pesticides were used on plantations in Ecuador. In fact, he says he believes that all the studies by health experts and environmental groups are fabricated. Contrary to the claims of the banana industry, during our investigation with DanWatch, we found used containers with the pesticide Gramoxone on several plantations. That's the commercial name for Paraquat, which is banned in the EU. There's also an international campaign for a global ban of the substance. According to several experts we interviewed, this pesticide is one of the most commonly used chemicals in Ecuador's banana sector. It's cheap and effective against weeds, but it's also a particularly dangerous pesticide, one that's been linked to the development of Parkinson's disease and is also known for its high toxicity and for severely damaging vital organs like the lungs, liver, and kidneys. The use of potentially noxious chemicals in banana plantations isn't unique to Ecuador. The situation is similar in other banana-growing countries in the region, such as Colombia, Costa Rica, and Guatemala. Still, Ledesma of Ecuador's Banana Exporters Association denies there's a problem with the pesticides used on the plantations.
I'm answering you that it's false. I can assure you that if it's forbidden in the EU, then it's not used in Ecuadorian banana plantations.
Our findings and the testimonies of the banana workers tell a different story. But until the producers start to acknowledge and address the problem, things are unlikely to change.
DW